Tavav of a Beis, where Reb Zeira, in the name of Reb Mas, not Reb Zeira, in the name of Rav, said you can be use the Pesilas and the Shmonim and Chanukah, whether Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. So Reb Yirmiya, my time of the Rav. So Reb Yirmiya explains what is the reason that Rav said this. Kazabri holds Kavsa Ein Zochuklo, that if it goes out, you do not require to be misakan it and relight it. And also Hishtamash La'aron, you cannot derive any benefit from the nearest of the Chanukah, but it should be nikkur, it's been lit, the Shem Mitzvah. So you can't use it for Hanot. So therefore, there's no gezer of Shema Yata, so there's no problem using them on Shabbos. And there's no concern of using them during the weekdays because of once you've done the mitzvah and you lit them, assuming that they should be able to light, we're not concerned the way Rashi learns that if it goes out, you'd have to relight it. So we say, well, that would be so. You have to make sure you're on top of it. And it has to stay lit, so you have to use ones which will facilitate that. That you're not mechuyev to do. The verse says, "Amru Rabbanu Kameid Dabaya Mishmed Rabbi Yirmiya V'lo Kivlo." They quoted this statement of Rav with Rabbi Yirmiya's explanation to Abaya, and Abaya did not accept it. He did not feel that was necessarily reliable. That's what Rav had said. Because Rabban, Amru Rabbanu Kameid Dabaya Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan V'Kivlo. When Rabban came, they quoted the same memra of the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Kavsa in Zachuk law, etc., the whole thing, and he accepted it. Amar Abaya said, Izakoi, had I been merited, Gemirte l'shmaite meikora, I would have accepted it the first time, had I, but my suspicion was due to lack of my schusim. Versus what's Gomra, what's the difference had he learned it the first time or the second time? Why is it important now? He learned it. Versus Nafkamina, Lagirsa the Yankas. We have a rule that if you learn something when you're young, it lasts better and it's easier to remember than if you learn something when you're older. So, the Pasha Shat in the Gemara was that the Kirsi Yankas, it doesn't necessarily mean from when you're 5 years old until when you're 50, it means from when you're 25 to you're 26. It's also called Kirsi the Yankas. So that's what I was saying. Had I accepted it when I was younger, it would have went in easier. Okay, for the Merkasha Bakovsa in Zokuk law, is that true that if it goes out, you're not required to relight it? Veraminhu, I'll ask you a steer. We have a brisa which says mitzvosa mishatishka hachama asher tichel regel min hashuk. The mitzvah is it should be from the time that the sun sets until the regel is no longer in the shuk. So what does it mean? It has to be lit for that period of time, which seems to indicate my love. The kavza hotter malik love means if it goes out, you have to relight it. So what are you telling me that? So. That was at least one opinion said that the Kavsa is Zokuk law. Rav Huna said Kavsa is Zokuk law. But according to the way we're saying now in the name of Rav and the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kavsa ain't Zokuk law, that seems to be not like this Braisa. The Mora says, no, that's not what it means. The Braisa means the lo adlik madlik. The Braisa says that the mitzvah is from the time the sun sets until Tikla Regu Menashuk. That's the time you have to light it. You have a mitzvah to light it by Shkia. If you don't light it by Shkia, you have until Tichel Regel Menashuk to light it. Inami, or alternatively, the Nafkamina is the Shiura. When a person lights it by the Shkia, he has a Chiyuv to put in the amount of oil which will last until Tichel Regel Menashuk. However, if it goes out, he's not Mechiyuv to relight it.
Are these arguing?
In halach has brought down both, it seems it's both are accepted. There is at least one, I recall at least one Rishon, which learns that they're arguing.
Mm-hmm. position. If you lay anywhere later than that, you're missing something. In other words, let's say that period of time is an hour. If you lay 20 minutes in,
right, you only
this is some of the period of time in which you should have been lit. But this is different from when you might daven Shachrit, and then you can get to Kriyat Shema by a certain time. Whereas here, you'd be
right, okay,
the duration of the time.
I mean, the simple understanding is that the mitzvah of the Pesumah Nisa is can't be done by day because you're not going to notice a nair so much by day. So it has to be when it's already getting dark. And it's only as long as there's people in the shuk, because the main halakha of the Chazal was outside for the people in the shuk. So your ikar mitzvah is to have it lit that whole period of time. If any time during that period of time you have it lit, so you have fulfilled your minimal obligation of being mefaris in the nes, but you haven't done the optimal option of being mefaris in the nes as much as you should. So if you can, you're mechuyev to do more. Had you not done so, you still fulfilled that obligation. So understand it.
And the shiura, I mean, so again, so it's an hour. If, for example, if you light halfway into that, how much oil do you have?
Okay, so that is a fair question, a very fair question. The simple reading of the Gemara with Pashas the Shiura would change according to till Eman Ashok. That creates kulas and chumras. The Rambam says it's kamo chatzi shah v'yoser. It's all lashon of the Rambam. So the Brisker Rabbis went back on the Rambam. The rest of us is v'yoser. I mean, you know, if you're Rishayr, if Chazal Rishayr the Shiura is so it's a Chatzis Shoa, which is how it's brought down approximately till half an hour after Shkia. So what's the B'yosef? He's Medayik that, and the Torah seems to say it also, that it changes according to the Malkum.
The half hour minimum? Or that's just a general,
It seems with half hour minimum, right. So it's according to that Rambam, it comes out if you live on the person will live next to Times Square, his other problems, but he'd be mechuyev to have it lit the whole night. So Biskarov understands that, you know, which means you have to have that amount of oil in the nair and you light it to get to the mitzvah.
So if you light, so the same amount of oil that you'd be yotze with if you lit, you will not be yotze with if you light at the cover.
Correct. Because you have a chiyuv when you light it to be mefarsenes as much as possible. So, if you have an option of if in this place you live in Arcola Avenue and we say Pesumah Nisa extends to 11 o'clock at night, so you have a chiyuv to light it in such a way that it'll last 11 o'clock at night. That's your chiyuv. You didn't do that, right? Had you only lit at 10:30, so you'd have a chiyuv to light for half an hour. That's one. The other nekuda is which we light. You know, how does it translate into hadlaka bifnim? Which is our hadlok, which is bifnim, but most shitas hold at the din of that they gave a minimum shear of half an hour. That remains whenever you light, which means there is that funny case, and this is the halacha shadow. There's a prima godim. This was one of the Hanukkah riddles that was going around. Was when is it possible that you would light later? You have to put less oil in if you light earlier, and this is the case because there's a prima godim, which is mashma that. If you light by Shkia, you have to put a half an hour's worth in, or whatever that number is. And that, if you light 15 minutes later, you only have to put 15 minutes worth in. If you light at the end of the half hour, you have to put half an hour's worth in. Because then you're not doing the mitzvah of lighting by Shkia, you're just in the list of lighting, which is, we hold, you can light even after, later on, because the Ikar Lokav is not as for the B'nai Bayis, etc. So, but then they had Chazal set a minimum shear, which is a half an hour. So it's interesting, halachic conundrum, how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Conundrum? Okay, let's see Rashi.
And this our Gemara has not addressed which halachic, you know, what the halachic
is. It's three options. The more does not address it. Halachic, however, it's possible. Like a Rechon and Rav, that comes to Ein Zalkuk Law, and also the Shtamash La'ura, which we're going to see a lot more about, also the Shtamash La'ura, and Mechon Bezim and Aleph. In regards to the Locha of comes to Ein Zalkuk Law, however, there is discussion that it doesn't mean that you shouldn't relight it, means you're not Mechuv to relight it. And there's even a Taz which discusses Erev Shabbos when it goes out, you're mechuyev to relight it. If you light Erev Shabbos, there is over here the Maaseh person lit his man of the Hadlaka. So by lighting with his man of the Hadlaka, so you say he was here. So then the Kav says, if a person lights before his man Hadlaka, so if he has an option of relighting it, it wasn't Shabbos yet, he'd be mechuyev to relight it. Zok Rashi. Was he did not hold Yirmiyah in the esteem to rely on Yirmiyah's version of Rav. But he said, that might never be my suspicion. Had I been Zeicha to have learned it, I would have accepted it the first time I heard it. Yirmiyah was a very interesting fellow in Chazal's eyes. You meet Rabbi Yirmiyah throughout Shas. Rabbi Yirmiyah's main function in Shas is to ask questions. Ba'ayos. You know, ba'ayos is, you know, a two-sided question. Is it this or is it that? You know, that was, so one point, you know, the more says in Erev, and they threw him out of his matters at one point in time for his question. You know, it was as, Chazal say, he can be medad a certain amount, so he asked one of them, he has one foot past it, so they said, what do you mean? Chazal said, only go that amount. So there's no thing if he has one for that, so they threw him out. There is a Gemara which says that they took him back in because at one time he did help them out with learning. So I'm not sure how the Yachas to Birmiya 100%. He made it into the Gemara, so obviously the final Ashi's imprimatur is he's here.
So just the explanation that they didn't accept?
So that's an interesting question. I saw brother, at least one of them said that he didn't accept. There was, I guess, it must be Rabbi was the conduit to which Abaya threw it, heard it through, and he suspected maybe that there'd been different elements of the version of it, which means that we would assume in Abaya's mind the logic was that Kafsa Zochukla. Something of that sort. So he held his that would be maybe the logical approach. See, he's saying that the Rav said, you can use there because there's Kafsa and Zachak law. He says, what do you mean Kafsa and law? Logic is Kafsa and Zachak law. We would relate to that. It should be lit. Gives the Yankasa, Miskaim Yosef, Mishal Zikna. If someone should learn younger, lasts longer than that which you're older. Now, I mean, obviously, person lives to be 80 and he learns something when he's 60, it only lasts for 20 years. And he says when he's 40, it lasts for 40 years. That's not what he means. Okay. L'shi'uroi. Shehei bo shemen kishir hazeh. It has to have this amount of oil. Mio im kavza in zolkula. However, it does go out. You're not equipped to relight. Now, the Mora says, what exactly is this tikkun regla in a shug? So it means that the pshut of the Gemara, the Gemara's mashab is man. You know, so once you lose this man, that's it. You lost the mitzvah. The Tosfos over here brings. The Tosfos actually says that. And therefore, when it comes to hadlaka, you have conflicts between ma'ariv and hadlaka. If because of that, you're going to end up missing this man. So you have to make sure you light. You lost the mitzvah. But the reason nowadays, since we light bifnim. Ariker hackers for the many abayas, so they're not limited to this time frame of Avlaka. There's also a Gemara later on, further on in the sugya of Avlaka's Nair, and the more it talks about the Maaseh of Yosef, and the more it uses the language of he shouldn't be Makim and shouldn't be Ma'acher. In other words, this halacha of the shiur, that this month light is mishtishka achama, says there shouldn't be makdim, go earlier than that time, shouldn't go later than that time. But the Chabbos Chaim goes by riches, and the bir halacha goes by riches to prove that lo yakdim lo yachar, but Chazal's mind meant a half an hour range. So you have a half an hour range beforehand, a half an hour range afterwards to light that. So that gets involved in how do you define mishtishka achama. The Rambam understands Mishtishka Chama means the sun dips below the horizon, so you light by actual sunset. The Shulchan Aruch understands it to mean Seisa Kochavim, which in a certain sense makes sense. You know, that it's much more visible in the air. Mitzish Kochavim, there's still plenty of light outside. The air is not as noticeable as is later on. So Chofetz Chaim comes up with this interesting pshara that if you accept lo yakim lo yachar means you have a half an hour leeway, and you assume, let's say for argument's sake, that Shkia is 50 minutes after sunset, Seis is 50 minutes after sunset, so if you light it 25 minutes after Shkia, you fulfilled the halakha of Bashash Shkia, because you're within the half an hour time after Shkia, so you have not been ma'achar, you lit by Shkia. You've also been fulfilled the mitzvah of lighting by Seis, because you lit within a half an hour before Seis. And therefore he comes out that would be the optimal time to light was within that window, you know, of time which you get both shittas, and that's actually the, that's what we did in Tells, was that they didn't like with it.
That's the optimal. So when you say lo yachim lo yachar, does that mean any time within that half hour period is equally great, or it's still?
I know it's equally great, but it's called, you're fulfilling that halacha of lighting by that zman.
So, you know, this way you're,
so that's what you're
fulfilling both
shittos,
kind of
in the evidence.
But you're sure that you fulfilled both shittos.
Right.
That's the mindset.
Right. It's not a bit of evidence. It's like a second level of chachila. Like, you know, it's, you lit by shkia, but you, where were you for the last 20 minutes? I mean, you know, you could have lit earlier, but the advice you called, you lit by shkia. It's an interesting language. Right, where the time lapse between sunset and Seis, you know, if you go with our calculation of Seis, is about 45, 50 minutes. So that's an option that people have. Ashtikl reglam and ashuk, v'ad kama, so how long is that? Omer rabbi b'rachona, omer b'yachonon, ashtikl chal yirigla the tarmadoi. Until the regal of the tarmadoi is no longer in the out in the shuk. So Rashi, what is regla de tarmadoi? Shema Uma, it's the name of a nationality. Malak the Eitzim Dakim, that they used to, they were the wood providers. They would chop wood, and they would sell it. Misakum shuk, asha holchim b'nei shuk lebatim. They would stay in the marketplace. Everybody else went home. Mishuk sheicha, once it's dark already. Umavirim b'vateim or, and they would start lighting their lights in their homes. And when they would need wood, so this fellow was out there selling wood still. So he was the last person to stick around because he knew after everybody went home, they're going to need him. So it was a good time to do business still. So even though normally this is a darkness which the people would not want to stick around, because they want to get home before it gets totally dark themselves. See if you understand the Moshe means, like the Rambam, from sunset till whatever you said, the end of the regal mitarmadoi. So there's still a certain amount of light outside. If you understand Seis, how do these guys get home? I guess, you know, in general, it was not chazal, they didn't really walk around at night time, but it's pretty dangerous to walk around at night time because you couldn't see anything. But so they would have torch, you know. But there's an interesting Goin. The Goin says that the way the Goin's calculation of Shkia, which is, you know, there's a Gemara later on, which we'll see the Gemara at the end of the second parak. The Gemara says that Shkia basically, the Tzeis HaKachom takes a place basically three quarters of a mil after Shkia, it says. So if you calculate a mil, let's say for argument's sake, you calculate a mil at 18 minutes, so 13 and a half minutes after sunset is Seis HaKachom. Problem is, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, which we'll learn about in Bez Hashem. The Gemara in Pesachim says that it's 4 mil until Seis HaKachom. The more over there saying that the average person walks 40 mil in a day, that's the standard number Chazal use. Of that, the more says four mil will take place after Shkia until Seis HaKachom. And four mil will take place from Alos HaShachar until sunrise. leaves you with 32 mil in the middle, and 32 mil divided out over the period of the day gives you a calculation of how. We're talking about the case of the key of chorus for not being after Korban Pesach doesn't apply to the person of Derech Rechoika. How much is called Rechoika? Samora says if a person et chatzois, which is the zman of Erev Pesach, which is the zman where the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach starts, is far enough away that he can't reach the mikdash by shkia, which is the end of the zman, because he can't be makir Korban after shkia. It's possible. So then he's called Derech Rechoika. So how far is Morse? How far is it? Well, we know we can walk 40 mil in a day. You put 4 mil here, 4 mil there, leaves you with 36, 32, 16 is your shiur. You know. And one says, no, you can walk 5 mil and 5 mil, and the more it discusses the different shiur, exactly. But that's the discussion over there. But says the Chum is 4 mil. So the Goyin says, one second, nobody told you it's totally dark when the Kachavim come out. You don't need totally dark for the stars to start coming out. You know, we live in a world where we have light pollution. There's no light. As soon as the sun comes down, you start seeing stars. So Chazal said that Seisik Kachavim, which creates the law of Laila, it's not that it's totally dark. So you can still walk after Seisik Kachavim till all of the Kachavim come out, which is totally dark and there's no light left at all, and then you can't stop. You stop walking. So that's the more he's talking about how long you walk. He says you walk till all the stars come out. But halachically, it's considered nighttime much earlier than that, which is why you walk out Motzei Shabbos in the summer, when you're driving your car and it's still light out. They say, what am I doing? Well, that's okay, because nobody said it has to be totally pitch dark to consider Laila. Which creates interesting halacha, that's not true by alois. So the way you calculate alois and the way you calculate seis, halachically are not equal, not parallel. Which means if you calculate all your zmanim of the day from sunrise to sunset, if you start calculating them from alois until seis, you have a longer morning period than you have an even afternoon period. So you say 3 hours is Kriyashma, it doesn't work necessarily with Chatzois being 6 hours. It creates some interesting, according to the Goyin, that's what comes out, some interesting things. We'll talk about that more when we get to this again. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Mitzvah Hanukkah is near Isha Beisam, but the Mitzvah Hanukkah was established by Chazal in the form of that each individual should have one ner lit for the abayas. The Sfasemis has a chakira, is the getter of the mitzvah that all of the abayas are being yotze with the halakha of the balabayas. It's a getter of like a shlichus type of a concept. He's being moitzi them. Or is it the pshat is, it's like mezuzah. There's, it's along the lines of a mezuzah. You have a chiv to put a mezuzah on the wall. It's not every person in the bayis has a chiv to put a mezuzah on the wall. There's a chiyuv, the bayis should have a mezuzah. So the one person who does that, whoever does that, that's it. But Chazal then tied the mitzvah to bayis, which means the person doesn't have a bayis. The discussion of a good old park bench shaila, because a person light his menorah at the end of his park bench, he has a mabayis, there's no din halakha. The flip side of that is what there's no din halakha, there's no din halakha in public gatherings, etc. There's no din halakha. The halakha betzim is bayis, it's tied to bayis. The Mahadrin, those who want to do a heater, they light a ner corresponding to each individual in the home. The Mahadrin and Mahadrin, if you want to go beyond that, so you start with 8 candles and each day you light one less, and that's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. You light one the first night, each night you add another near. Tosis learns that Mahadran Mahadran is not built on Mahadran. In other words, you could argue, so let's say for argument's sake he has 10 members in his household. That's the example that Rambam gives. So the first night Mahadran would light 10 neiros. The second night he lights 20 neiros, 30 neiros, 40 neiros, till finally last night there's 80 neiros in the home. Tosfos says that the Mahajan Mahajan's goal was to make a hecker of to show the count of the days. So you can't get that if you do Mahajan and Mahajan and Mahajan. So Mahajan and Mahajan only lights one there the first night, and then two, etc., and three. And that's the Tosfos understands Mahajan and Mahajan. The Rambam understands it like I just told you. But what the Rambam does say is that the Balabayas lights corresponding to the members of the household. So it's not that there's 10 people in the household, each one of them lights in there, and the first night you have 10 candles. It's the Balabai's lights 10 candles corresponding to the 10 people in the house. And the second night he lights 20, 30, 40. The last night the Balabai's lights 80 candles.
All in one place.
Which is Taka the Minig of the Svartim, that only the father lights, the children don't light. Which, if you understand that it's not the father being Maitzi the children, means they have their own Chiyav and he's being Maitzi them, so it makes sense. They have no Chiyav, so they can't light. What are they doing? They're not doing the mitzvah. Whereas if you understand the mitzvah is on each individual person, and then the Balabais can be Maitzi each one of their Chiyav. So I don't want to be Yotz with you, I want to do my own. Okay, makes sense. I can do it on my own. And if you learn, you have no chiyuv on your own. All you are is mahadrin, so you have no chiyuv. So what do you mean you're lighting on your own? So you weren't yotze to the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah. You're in your own hadlaka. You have no chiyuv. You have no mitzvah. So which is the way the Rambam understands. And Tosfos, what we do with Ashkenazim does is a combination of it's the Rambam shita. But with the understanding of that the Balabais being Moitzi them, not that they have their own, that there's only one mitzvah. Which is not like the Rambam 100%. And what the Svartim do is like Tosfos. That's one of the interesting, the Balabais lights, not like the Rambam. He lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. That's all he lights. So that's interesting. Amar Ula. Think about Trey Amaroi, Bemarova. Was a mechalik as a meroyim, Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida. Chad on the time of the Beshamay connected yomim hanichnosim, time of the Vesil connected yomim hayoytzim. One said the reason is because it corresponds to just the days, how many days are coming, how many days are left. Chad on the time of the Beshamay connected Poriya Chag, time of the Vesil, the Malam Bekadosh Vein Meridin. So in general, even we have a rule of Malam Bekadosh Vein Meridin, which is what Beis Hillel says, that we have to go up. Vishami says you find an exception to that concept, exception being the Pariah Chag, which start out with more and they go down to less. So he feels within his right to there doesn't say exactly why we should draw parallels to Pariah Chag, but the more sees these two explanations of Vishami and Beis Hillel being exclusive of each other. They had a mechloikas how to do it. One did like Beshamay, one did like Besilol, which indicates it means that it was still possible to do like Beshamay in the world of Mahadran, even if Sak and generals like Besilol. Zenos and Talmud Dvorov, Zenos and Talmud Dvorov, Kenegat Pari Echag, it's Beshamay, Zenos and Talmud Dvorov, Demalam Bekadosh Remer region. The Rif quotes this piece. So they're trying to figure out exactly what is the nafkamina of the quote of this piece. So I think the Goyin says that the nafkamina is that he's explaining the lamas of Beis Hillel out the locha of Malin Bekodesh Remeridin, not out the locha of Kenegan Yamim Hayotzim. So, yeah.
What is
the name of the city? So, what's the nafkamina? So, they declare, like, there's nafkamina is a person didn't light the first night. So, how many does he light the second night? He only has one nair available the second night, and the next night he happens to have two. So he started on day two, he has one, day three he has two. So according to Basil, that if you say Kenega Yom HaYotzin, that's a waste of time. You know, there's no heder in lighting two on a night which is night number three. But if you go Malam B'Kodesh, so you bring Malam B'Kodesh. Yeah, so, you know, there are enough communities within the two. Torah Rabbanon, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Nicha Al Pesach Besem Ibechutz, the mitzvah is to put it Al Pesach Besem Ibechutz. You'll see, because Rashi and Tosis, what that means. You'd put it by the chalom. Time of sakana, you put it just on the table, and that's efficient. Mitzvah says sakana doesn't necessarily mean sakana sefashis; it means any potential concern, etc. You can, we're putting it inside is sufficient, and we sort of do the dinner b'shas sakana. Or Chushchun says we still cautious for the situation to might deteriorate. So you do b'shas sakana, but we're annoying like the Dor Baliyah to put a b'chaloyin if possible. And Rabbi Tzarch Ner Acheris Lishtamash Lar. Rabbi says that there's another, besides the lighting of the Ner, you should, since you hold Zosha Lishtamash Lar, so you should have another Ner there with the Shamish, we call the Shamish, to say that you're being Mishtamesh. If you end up using any light over there, you say, well, you're really using the light of the Shamish. That's why you try to make the Shamish closer towards you or something of that sort. Therefore, you mean, or closer to or higher in a sense. Therefore, when you come to use the light, you'd be using that light first. Mika Madura, if there's a light in the house, there's a big fireplace going, so then Loitzarach, you don't need a Shamish because there's light in the room anyway. So theoretically, it's on a Zed, we have our electric nervous, there's no need for a Shamish. We had him Choshevu, however, he's not him Choshevu, but gav the Ikim Madura, Tzarach Ner Acheris, it wasn't, in other words, in the impoverished home, so they lit the fire in the fireplace, and that was the light for the house also. They didn't have a lamp besides, you know, that was their dera. Adam Choshev, Sepasanish, you know, he had lamps. He had his lamps going. That was how he read by the lamp. He did his work by the lamp. He didn't use the fireplace. That's for the. So by him, he would still need a Shamish. So Rashi. Regular Tamadoi. Yeah, we did that already. Mener Isha Besa, Mener Echad Becholaila. One Ner each night. That would be sufficient for the whole household. And that one there. The Mahadran Archer Mitzvah, the people which literally means Mahadran means to seek, to Mimachaz, or go attempt to find mitzvahs. They would make another one there per member of the household. And the Sibyl says that you're Moshe for Halach, I've seen him love the days which are going to come. So the first night, there was 8 days coming. Which already have finished. So the day that you're with counts as the days that have passed. So on the first night, you have had one day. So you light one there. They get less. The prayer chag go from 13 to 12 down, etc. Malam Bekadesh, remember reading. Mikroya Finalov and Malach is Perak Shtei Lech. From Psukim that there's a din of Malam Bekadesh. You should light him in Bechutz. You should presume in Nisa. You should have outside because of Psum in Nisa. You don't light in the Rishas Rabbim. You light in the chatzur. So Rashi understands that you light by the doorway from the house going into the chatzur. Tosfos says this halach that you light me past the basement b'chutz is long time a case there is no chatzur because your goal is to be mefarshim to the rishus rabbin. So Tosfos the case of tamar bias which is open directly to rishus rabbin. You will light past the basement. However, had you had a chatzur, so Tosfos, you would light by the pesach of the chatzur going out to the rishus rabbin, not by the Pesach of the Bayis. So but Rashi says, Behedjo, that no, even though you have a Chotzer out, you light by the Pesach of Bayis, going to the Chotzer, not by the Pesach of Chotzer, going to the Shusarab. So he has no rights to lighting anywhere in the chotzer. You put it inside by the window facing Shusharabim. Hasakana. They had the rule on their holidays. You can only have an air lit going in the base of an Azorah. So then already, Rabbi says, you need to make a hacker that you're not using the nairs of the Chanukah, you're using this nair instead. Lord Hamadura, he's using the light of the fireplace for his light. So what are you lighting this lamp for? So I don't need it for light. So mostly I'm lighting it for the purpose of mitzvah. So I need to stress that this is the shame mitzvah. I'm stressing it by the fact that I'm lighting it and then lighting something else instead. So what are you lighting both for? You already have light. Well, that's for mitzvah. This is for the light. So if I have light in the room anyway, so what are you lighting it for? Like Moshe was on his head. Why are we lighting candles if we have electric light? Obviously we're doing the same mitzvah. He wouldn't use the armaturus. He would always light lamps anyway. Without the nerecheris, there's no indication this is the same mitzvah. Well, you have to light the nearest of Chanukah and then light some other lamps besides, which would be indicative of the fact that he's lighting extra.
Extra kibble.
Right, so that'll.
He doesn't need a shamash. He needs his lamps and the nearest Chanukah.
Right. Okay. It seems to me that's the equivalent of the idea of the shamash. The shamash is that you have the lamp and you have the nearest Chanukah.
So the shamash is really, if you have no other light.
Theoretically, right. This man is there, it's just more bishop terrorist that's the minute. I mean, you really tell you 100 years ago, approximately, that was Mikradin still, they were using their kerosene lamps or whatever. So, for us it's just because of the minute. But imagine, if people would stop lighting, if there'd be a power outage, we wouldn't know what to do, near Chanukah. My Chanukah. So what is Chanukah about? With Tanur Rabbanan, Dunder Rabbaisa, Chove Bekislev, Yermit Chanukah. This is actually a quote from Megillus Tainus. And Chove Bekislev is the days of Chanukah. Tamanya 8 days, Irun. It's 8 days. The Labisla Behind, you can't say a Hesped during those days. The Lizanus one, you cannot fast in those days. That's your. Megillus Tainus, which lists all the days you cannot be masked and you can't fast. When the Yevarim went into the Hechel, Timu, Kol HaShmonim, Sheba Hechel, they were Matam of the Shmonim. Kshagam Ramachas, Beis HaShmonoi, Ben Yitzchum, when they overpowered, Godzku, Bola Matzo, they did not find any kosher near, Ela Pach Echad, Shal Shem, and there was only one Pach. Shahoye Munuch, Bechassam, Shal Kain Godol, Velhoye, Boy Ela Halek, Yem Echad. So if the concern is, so we have to assume that the fact that it was still sealed, etc., had they found that they would have broken it open, so it means they know they didn't move it, touch it, etc. So there's no problem of a tomb over there. Only had 1 day's worth. They were able to light from that Pach HaShem in 8 days. The next year, they were commanded as Yom Tov. Not of Achila, but Yom Tov of, not of Eser Malacha, but Behal Abedah. So now, Zakrashi, my Chanukah, Al Ezer Nes Kavua, what was the Nes that they established it? So, Chosoma Batsneya, it was hidden away, Chosoma Tabat, it still had his signature, Vihikirshalai Nogabar, they recognized that the Yevonim had not found it and moved it. It was not a Yom Tov of Issa Malacha, it was a Yom Tov of Halanadur. So Nahas. Learn the Mishnah of Baba Kama. This is the only Mishnah in Shas where Chanukah is mentioned. So quote the Mishnah of Baba Kama of all places, right? Okay. Tanhasam. Geita is mitachas apatish, v'yotze b'hizik eskai. So a person is bangs on the hammer on the anvil, and a spark flies out, and lights something, so the baal, the person who's makeh, and created that spark, is chayiv for the damage. Gomel shaton pishtin, whoever b'shis harabim, it's carrying a package of pishtin on itself, trapped in the b'shis harabim, minichse pishtin l'secha chanus, the animal sort of like swayed a little bit, and this bundle of pishtin dipped it, you know, sort of swung inside the chanus. And the chamoni's nair was there, caused it to catch fire. And then the gomel still has this package of pishtin on its back, which is now ablaze. Really, and he runs down the streets with this thing ablaze, and he brushes against the building, and lights the building on fire. So bala gomel is chayiv. So the who's chayiv? The bala gomel is chayiv, because nobody asked you to let your animals swing into the chanus and catch fire on the chevoni's nair. Hini chevoni's nair b'chutz. The chevoni had the lamp outside. So then chevoni chayiv, we have no business to put your lamp outside. If you remember b'nir Chanukah potter, however, during Chanukah time, you're supposed to put it outside. So then the chevoni did what he's supposed to do. So then the bala gomel is mechuyev to be more careful and not make, you know, during Chanukah time and not let it get catch fire. So Amar Avinu. So that's where Ner Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos, like Agav Urcha in Halacha of Hilchos Mazik. No, that's an interesting question. Pasha, it's only Brishus because he had the Brishus Mitzvah to put it outside. I'm Ravina. They have the gears. From this we can derive that it should be lower down. The reason behind that, because normally they lift the nair a little bit higher up because it gives you more light when it's a little bit further up. You put it low down, it doesn't really help you so much. You don't read like that. You're not sitting down on the ground, etc. If you put it lower down, it's indicative of the fact you did l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem being established with the or. So there's a mitzvah to put it lower down. If you're allowed to put it above that height, so then already the chevoni should say, listen, you know, there's people walking through the streets, there's animals walking through the streets, I should put it up as high as possible, thereby precluding the potential of anybody getting damaged. So if that's acceptable, lemele, let the bala gomel say to the bala ner, the chevoni, you should put it higher above the point where a gomel can reach. The Mor says, no, it's no raya. Even though you're allowed to put it higher, but that's quite a schlep. You can get a ladder and put it up. You know, so they weren't mechayev to do that. Let's see Rashi quickly.
By itself doesn't tell you 10.
Right. It tells you that the mitzvah is to put it lower down, thereby saying, I mean, at least that this is the argument that he's saying, you have to prove it from here, that otherwise, if you can put it higher, there should be a chiyuv to put it as high as possible to prevent damage. 10 tefachim. No, he's saying if the shear is less than 10 tefachim, so you put less than 10 tefachim. But if it's not, then the sky's the limit. Zakrashi. Gates is nitzutz, is a spark, ish, till ever have pronounced that. Patish, kurnas, godol, shalnafachim. That was the large hammer used by the blacksmiths. Balgom achayev, shalahoyim, lahagdil, lachamilose, shidikaras, achunus. It shouldn't have had such a large burden that it's going to sort of like stick into the opening of the chanus. Menir chanaka potter, chevoni. He's called Shibrishus Pearson Mitzvah Hinichamisham. He put it outside because of the chiyuv of the Pearson of the Nais. He did it correctly. So Samaras Hadatani Benir Chanukah Potter is indicative of the fact that you're supposed to light it lower down, not higher up. Okay.